In part one of this pair of stories about the book A Gentleman in Moscow by Amor Towles, I mentioned how using audiobooks has helped pass many cold, wintry hours while doing what are considered the important things, like dishes and laundry. Count Alexander Rostov receives a life sentence of house arrest to the Metropole Hotel in Moscow. At the 1922 tribunal, where the Bolsheviks understood he would never apologize for being an aristocrat, he was told if he ever left the hotel, he'd be shot. Over his years of confinement, the Count meets many interesting people, some young and some old. After Anna Urbanova falls out of grace with the Bolsheviks, her movie career falters. The low-born lady and the man confined to the hotel have something in common which, according to the Count, only those who have lived it might actually understand.
When one experiences a profound setback in the course of an enviable life, one has a variety of options. Spurred by shame, one may attempt to hide all evidence of the change in one's circumstances. Thus, the merchant who gambles away his savings will hold on to his finer suits until they fray, and tell anecdotes from the halls of the private clubs where his membership has long since lapsed. In a state of self-pity, one may retreat from the world in which one has been blessed to live. Thus, the long-suffering husband, finally disgraced by his wife in society, may be the one who leaves his home in exchange for a small, dark apartment on the other side of town. Or, like the Count and Anna, one may simply join the confederacy of the humbled.
Over and over, author Amor Towles draws the reader into the limited world of house arrest and actually left me feeling like I'd like to stay there. Whether or not this admirable character escapes ends up being just a small part of this huge story.
Like the Freemasons, the Confederacy of the Humbled is a close-knit brotherhood whose members travel with no outward markings, but who know each other at a glance. For having fallen suddenly from grace, those in the Confederacy share a certain perspective, knowing beauty, influence, fame, and privilege to be borrowed rather than bestowed. They are not easily impressed. They are not quick to envy or take offense. They certainly do not scour the papers in search of their own names. They remain committed to living among their peers, but they greet adulation with caution, ambition with sympathy, and condescension with an inward smile.
While Books on Tape was the way I got introduced to listening to literature back in the day of cassettes, your local library has many selections on CD. Easiest of all is any one of the online apps you can link to a smartphone and listen to while doing chores. This pair of stories with memorable passages from A Gentleman in Moscow could be the first in a collection made from listeners' suggestions. If you have a book you'd like to recommend for a Books Aloud news piece, please send me a message at wchgnews@tds.net. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.